It's acclimatized, but not in just general use in everyday, you know, talk.
In other words, it just depends on the situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there any kind of difference that you notice in the way blacks talk, maybe your black friends or you yourself talk when they're around whites? Do you ever consciously change the way that you talk to them?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, they don't know what you're talking about.
Could you give me an example?
We use different slang words, you know, that maybe whites use.
Like what, for example?
Like that, you see. Can't think of it right now. Like, okay, like that, about the square, that's supposed to use by, I think, blacks.
Yeah.
They're not white.
Can you tell any difference between the way you talk and the way an older black person would talk? Like, say, any difference between the way you talk and your parents talk, or the way, any difference between the way you and your grandparents talk?
Well, they talk. Well, I talk. Well, I'm even more modern. I mean, you know, use certain words that, you know, like some words they use, I wouldn't know, you know, what it means.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my grandmother, for a long time, I called bicycle wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, I thought it was a real old fashioned.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does your grandparents use anything like that that's not familiar to you?
They might say, well, let's say, like some foods, I know.
Yeah.
That, you know, they probably, you know, wouldn't know what to call it, but you know.
Yeah. Is there anything, do you have any pet peeves about language or the way people talk? You know, like if people say something, it really makes your skin crawl and wish they would use that word. Are there any words that bother you to hear people use?
No, not really.
All right. So much for that part of it. Okay. I'll get into the other part of it. I'll start with names for, you know, animals, birds, animals, things like that. And like I said, a lot of these might be a little old-fashioned, or you might not be familiar with it, but that's okay, since I'm interested, you know, in how much you are. All right, what about the type of bird that can see in the dark and makes a hooting noise?
Owl.
Do you have names for different kinds?
No, just owl.
Just owl. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a hoot owl?
Yeah.
We call them a
hoot owl.
There's a small one that has a real high-pitched voice, kind of makes a screeching noise.
No.
You heard the screech owl?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees? What would you call them?
Woodpecker.
Okay. Have you ever heard people turn that word around and say something else?
Yeah.
What would it be?
Peckerwood.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the group of people referred to as Peckerwoods?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Well, mostly whites.
White. Would that be what blacks would call white?
Well,
or
maybe.
Well,
just blacks most, I think.
Well, black calls a white Peckerwood, what do you mean?
Well, usually like, maybe a prejudiced white person.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, so it wouldn't be a very flattering term to say about one. Okay. This is an animal that can really smell bad if it wants to.
A skunk.
Okay, you ever heard him call it?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. This is a general word that you might use for animals that would, that a farmer might use for animals that would kill his chicken, like a fox or a mink or a possum, something like that. You might say, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.